your name. Love, it is hard like an overdue train. We felt so much more than our hearts could explain.
Thank you. That's how it works. Ukraine, for the most part, is the big distraction from people starting to get sick. Keep in mind, the hundreds of millions, if not billions of people that have received at least two injections. Once it goes in, it don't come out. And if it is self-replicating, at some point you're going to have some issues. Whether it's cancer, heart condition, clotting. However, part of the evil genius of this pandemic was to make it slow. So the true effects don't kick in to 2, 3, 5 years. And by then, so much time has eclipsed since the initial injection. The dumbed down populace will never put one and one together that the injection had to do with the inevitable cancer that killed you 5 years later. And in the meantime, people will focus on Ukraine, the truckers. The real issue is the injections. Mission accomplished. So they're backing down, and they're just going to wait until it's time to implement the next step, which is the digital currency. It appears to me that the next big event outside of Ukraine is some sort of financial collapse. I don't know how much longer we can go. We'll see. My dad was born in 1930, 17 years after the establishment of the Federal Reserve, spent his entire life under the system. He did fine. I'm doing fine. I'm 64. Who knows? The Bible talks about scoffers. Yeah, where is his coming? Since the beginning, we've been hearing he's coming back. Well, everything's remained the same. True. However, it's the frequency that's different. A lot more earthquakes, more wars, and deception off the hook. You have to admit, this pandemic is a stroke of genius. Absolute genius. If you get a chance, head on over to the website. You can read the entire story. I did not. It's pretty long. It's called New Kind of War. Will Putin Roll Out a Nephilim Super Soldier? It's under the blog section of Morningstar's Tale. Yes, it's time for the pitch. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy the blogs, think about buying the book. It's only $5.97. Ebook is $2.99. Give it to your friends, former friends who are vaccinated. It'll really piss them off. And that's what you want to do, isn't it? I might give a book to that little yapping dog that's always bugging me and storming. Here's an email. Got a real laugh out of your story about not having the same freedom as Stormy when you have to pee. That's one of the many reasons I enjoy living out in the country. If you have to go, you just do it wherever you please. And I think there's something therapeutic about peeing on the ground instead of into a porcelain container and wasting a bunch of water, something akin to walking around barefoot on terra firma. Keep looking up for our gravity-free trip home. There is something about peeing on the earth, very therapeutic. At least that's what I told the police officer as I was being handcuffed in front of Dollar General. You don't understand, it's therapeutic.
Where's my frickin' crickets? Thank you. The perfect storm.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
If you get a chance, check out the story on the blog, New Kind of War. Will Putin roll out a Nephilim super soldier? Also got this story from a listener, and I did miss it yesterday. I was going to talk about it, but for whatever reason, slipped by my radar. And that is February 22nd, 2022. Second month, 22nd day, year 2022. Personally, I don't follow astrology. I believe it's occultic. There's a big difference between astronomy and astrology. Astronomy is the study of the planets and the stars. Astrology is giving them a lot more credit than they deserve. Let's put it that way. On February 22nd, Pluto positioned itself so that it finally reached the U.S. astrology chart for the first time ever. Pluto, according to this article, represents renewal, transformation, and rebirth, which can have a pivotal impact on you and your star sign. That's all bullcrap, but here's the point that got it from me. For beginners, a returning planet means it returns to the exact location it was during one's birth. For the United States of America, Pluto is returning to that location, 27 degrees Capricorn, 244 years after it was founded. So Pluto is returning to that exact location it was when the nation was founded 244 years ago. As Pluto signifies transformation and renewal, many expect major changes will follow in the United States, especially after years of political and social upheaval. And then it goes into astrology, which is all bullcrap. So we'll end it there. However, there is something to it. God did put the sun and the moon, the planets and the stars, which are luminaries, as signs for man, for the seasons and the years. So there may be something to it. Time will tell. We're in a very precarious moment in time. For the first time since World War II, you could have a major incursion into Ukraine. Again, time will tell. The situation with the truckers descending on the nation's capital. There's a part of me that I don't know if it's a good idea. I understand why they did it in Canada, because they were told if they don't get the jab, they lose their job. However, that was not the case here in the United States. The Supreme Court overruled the dictates of the Slippers administration. That mandate doesn't exist. So I'm not exactly sure what it is the truckers in this country are protesting. Things have seemed to level off and actually have calmed down a bit. Has anybody been harshing your buzz lately to get the jab? Not me. Everyone is kind of living and let live. And unfortunately, I think what's going to happen is this is going to stir everything up again. But since this world isn't my home, whatever. It's just the way I look at it from now on. Doesn't matter to me. Let's see. Listener writes in December 2016, Barry signed the Cures Act, but not before parts of the act were amended, wherein it states that a clinical test subject does not need informed consent if it's not in the best interest of humans participating in the experiment. He writes, that sounds like another word for genocide. Since you'll be killed, you don't need to be given a chance for informed consent as to what the drug will do to you. Could be. They change all the time. Go from one town to another, the rules are different. Israel. You can now go to Israel as of March 1st. No vaccine passport. We're done. Yet in Austria, get the jab. And if you don't, you're fined about $4,000. It just depends. Everything is kind of leveling out. And in some ways, I think people just need to chill out for a while and let it play out. Just sit back and watch. See who drops in the supermarket. Kind of go from there, I guess. It's an experiment in real time. The perfect storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Will Trump save the Republican Party? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. In primary elections held this week, former President Trump endorsed 55 Republican candidates. All 55 of those candidates won their primaries, proving that Trump is still the most influential man in the Republican Party. Trump did some great things as president, but he's still only one man. Don't rely on the endorsement of one man. Trump has endorsed some candidates that I just don't trust. His influence should be concerning. How can we be sure that Trump is still endorsing candidates for the right reasons? No one man can save our republic. We need hundreds of people elected who believe in our Constitution. From Inspector of Elections to President of the United States, vet every candidate yourself. Do the research. Saving our country from our government is worth the effort. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this pack 'em, pair 'em.
figure out what that song is. Is it Century City? Okay. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Century City is where all the lawyers are. And Petty wrote that song because he was going through litigation with his record label. They wanted to raise the price of an album, I think, to $9.99. And he wanted to keep it lower. So he ended up suing the record company. And the record company ended up suing him. And they go to Century City because that's where all the lawyers do their work. And it's true. I've told you the story when I worked for Federal Express. I used to deliver packages to Century City. And it is filled with lawyers, the top lawyers in the country. Countdown to war, Putin to launch invasion of Ukraine before the night is over. At least according to this article. Looks like it's going to happen. By the way, he's had some face work. And if he's going to be in the news for a while, I'll have to come up with a pet name. I've got names for everybody, right? We got Slippers, the Grifter, Dr. Evil, Klaus Anal Schwab, Kill Gates. Stole that from Jeff Bennett. No, Jeff Berwick. Jeff Bennett's the gold guy. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Putin's had some work. I'm not saying that to be mean or in a derogatory. He's had face work. Why am I looking at his picture? Why do I do anything? I have no idea. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the news. I know you're going to find this hard to believe. Let me pull up the article, and I'll tell you all about it, and you can listen to it later. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's been mostly vegan for the past 5 years. The bodybuilding champion says he eats about 80% plant-based food, and it's kept his cholesterol low. Of course, he got his injections, so what difference does it make if you're eating all these vegetables, but then you get the graphene oxide in you? It doesn't matter if you've got lettuce and carrots and corn flowing through your girly man body now that you're all old and like 74. If you've got the graphene oxide in there, it's not going to do you any good if you eat plant-based foods. Why don't you go get the booster and screw your freedom? He said in the recent edition that about 80% of what he eats is vegan. He said he made an announcement, or he makes an occasional exception for a steak or an Austrian Wiener Schnitzel.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah, pretty much. If you tune into this show on a regular basis, I guarantee you it's going to get even stranger. There is this young lady. Her name is Celestial. She has a YouTube channel called The Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. The Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. And she only has about 11,000 subscribers, which isn't a lot for YouTube. I'm not exactly sure how I came upon her YouTube channel. And again, it's the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. But there is something about this young lady. She is fearless. She's very young. And she's talking about the stuff that I talk about on this show nightly. And in her latest vlog, which is just a couple hours old, which was the inspiration for tonight's show, she talks about the return of the Nephilim, Ice Giants, Snow Queens, AI. You can either believe her or not. I just happen to believe she's the real deal. There are very few people that I will tune into. J.D. Farrar, as far as Bible prophecy goes. And this young lady, I don't know, there's just something about her that resonates with me. And it doesn't matter to me that she's extremely young. She seems to be the real deal. In this clip, she is talking about the return of the Nephilim and a prophecy that she received from the Lord, talking about what I was discussing earlier tonight, these Nephilim actually being encased in ice in Antarctica right now. And could they be revived? That was where I picked up. Anyway, let's give it a listen. Go ahead, Mike.
In the comments below. And what I saw is I saw a volcano and a non-active volcanic mountain in front of me. And it looked really flat, such a very flat mountain it was. But I could clearly see this is an inactive volcano. And as I was watching, the volcano became active again, but not with lava. It began to cough out snow. So huge balls and pockets of snow just began to fly out of this volcano. Boom, boom. And I was watching as if the Lord had put me very far away, but still able to see this volcano. And then as I looked, I saw men coming out. They were shaped like men, but they were so massive. They were such massive people coming out with the large beards, and some of them had metal helmets on their heads and, you know, just dressed kind of like Vikings, the way you would think a Viking would be dressed. And they were literally punching their way up out of this mountain. And as I watched these men, they came out of the mountain and then stood along. Just imagine that this is the mountain and this is about the highest part of it. They stood like this. Nobody stood on the peak and then stood like this. And there are about 10 or 12 of them, massive men with weapons. And I looked and I remember being very glad that the Lord was showing me this vision from far away, because these men were very scary and extremely fierce. And they stood there and the Lord told me that the giants will wake up. The second prophecy, where the Lord told me that they were kept through something called cryogenesis. Now, this is extremely interesting, and I had to look up this procedure. It's not, the word was familiar to me, but knowing exactly what it was, I didn't. And I looked it up, and it is the process by which you freeze living matter in a matter of seconds. So basically, it's fancy flash freezing. You freeze living matter, and if you do it well enough, that tissue is not destroyed. You shock the blood cells, you shock all the cells, you shock the tissue so quickly that it pauses in motion, and then it doesn't rot. It just basically becomes this solid block of ice and stays that way. And the Lord told me that this is how the fallen angels preserved their children before the flood took place. They used cryogenesis, which is mind-blowing, because everyone thinks that back then none of this stuff was existing. But yet Solomon tells us that there is nothing new under the sun, that everything that is being done, everything that we think is brand new technology, everything that we think is such shocking breakthroughs. If you wake up a few dead pharaohs from the back, they would tell you, but oh, we used to do that with Amun-Ra and other Ra. And they would not be surprised at all. Nothing is new to those who lived far back enough when these creatures roamed the earth. Because if there's one thing that the fallen angels are credited with in the book of Enoch, it is bringing possibly advanced forms of knowledge to humanity, which did not possess it at that time. And so in the prophecy, what I saw today, that's already a video. I will leave it linked below. In the prophecy, what I saw today, the Lord put me high in the air and took me to these snowy regions like the Antarctic or the Arctic. And high in the air, he gave me eyes to see down. And I saw these funeral biers. So I saw into the ice and I saw these funeral biers. It was like I was inside, very icy, completely made of ice, not snowy ice, but the clear type. I was inside these burial chambers and I saw these very, very large men, except that they're not men. We don't grow to that size. And they were lying on funeral biers, which is just raised platforms of crystallized ice. And these men looked so fresh as if they just lay down for a nap. So those giants that are going to be coming from underneath the ice are not going to be rotten at all the way the pharaohs are rotten, because they were using advanced embalming techniques that the fallen taught them. And the fallen had promised promise them that you will wake up again. And this is why the pharaohs were so particular about how their bodies were to be preserved, because this technology of reverse engineering, of building a thing backward from its rotted parts, if you just have a little bit of tissue or a little bit of blood, you can basically reclone and rebuild the man with a modern body, is completely different from how the giants were preserved. The giants were preserved, these ice giants were preserved with their own bodies, their own tissue, their own cells, their own everything, and they were not dead. Their processes have been slowed down through this cryogenesis to the point that these men are merely sleeping. And this is something that you can look at throughout stories like Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. In the story of Snow White, she ate the poisoned apple, right? And she fell asleep for a while until this prince came along and gave her the magic kiss of life. But in the story of Sleeping Beauty, the curse fell upon the entire kingdom, and they were sleeping for almost 100 years. Nobody got old, not the puppies, not the footmen, not the servant ladies, not the king or queen or Sleeping Beauty herself. Everyone was perfectly preserved by some type of spell until that young prince found and gave the princess a kiss, and he broke the spell, and then she wakes up. So this supposed mythological concept of stopping time through intervening processes may seem like a joke to us now because we simply have no idea of how this is done. And yet I put it to you that it's just the ordinary man on the street, and definitely most of us in the church, who don't know how it's done. This information is preserved and carefully passed down generation to generation in other communities of the occult. Esoteric knowledge, arcane knowledge. Occult doesn't mean witches. It means secret and carefully hidden. That is what that word means. And so in those communities, they keep and protect this information, because Christians are sitting here and waiting for the return of their Lord and Savior, but they seem to be forgetting that the Bible warns us that there will be another Lord arising to rule this entire world with his cohort of unclean beings before our Lord returns. And so wicked people have indeed captured this information, and they're playing games with DNA now because they want to revive and remake these things. Snow queens. The Lord said that this refers to female giants and other female beings of the same caliber as the ice giants that I've spoken of. It also refers to demonic female creatures and devils that have a human form. They are deadly and malicious, and they kill people. I don't have much information on them except that he listed them under ice giants, and he showed me some pictures to understand what he meant. So the first thing I saw was this same icy witch from, I think it's the C.S. Lewis series of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where there is this evil witch character that can make people so cold-hearted. So there is female seduction and female spells that can freeze the heart and the empathy and the kindness of the human heart. And by this time, I know that everyone is going, frozen, because indeed this was something else that he showed me, that these women will be exactly like that young lady that Disney marketed to people's children, having the power to freeze hearts and to hit the heart with a power that can actually cause people to die. The verse he gave me for this is this, and I'm sure you will think about this verse in a different way when you hear it. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Matthew 24 and 12. I've shared often that when we read these scriptures, we just think, oh, God must mean the wickedness of my neighbor next door, or he must mean the wickedness of those who are in government or the leaders or the mayor. The Lord often is giving us a duality of truth. Yes, he is talking about wickedness that is going to happen on the human level, but there is high wickedness in the high places. rulers of darkness that are also going to be able to get this same result out of the human heart. And so demonic seduction will be a powerful weapon of the end times Satanists. These are words that will be spoken with spells, with magic, or with something called the power of persuasion. Power of persuasion will be such that when you hear a person speaking, see, it's possible for demonic power to be on an ordinary person, and you, without discernment, will not know. So when you hear this person speaking, you will find yourself in such rapturous agreement with the words that they're speaking. You'll be nodding and going, I know what you mean. And sometimes when you leave that conversation, you will not be able to retain a shred of what was said to you. And that is the power of persuasion. Car salesmen have this gift, but in their case, it's just gift of the gab and ability to make a sale and be slick. When words are demonically empowered, when words carry the power of demonic seduction, they have the ability to make people who are not as strong as they think. This body is not as strong as we think. Neither is it indestructible. Neither is it even very well protected or good for fighting against supernatural and spiritual forces. The only thing that really protects this frame is the presence of God dwelling within by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the word of God that is uttered from the mouth, that has the power as a sword to fight against these other types of words that I'm telling you about. The blood of Jesus is one of the ways that we protect ourselves. The name of the Lord Jesus, faith in that name, is one of the ways that we protect ourselves. And also the full armor of the Lord that you can read about in Ephesians chapter 6. But demonic seduction is very powerful. And this is something that many human women are starting to move in and operate in, either knowingly or unknowingly. So when this power of demonic seduction is working, you will find that you easily can come under the sway of this. And if it is strong enough, meaning if it is being empowered by spells and magic, then it becomes a higher type of wickedness than just normal seduction using the body, using feminine wiles, or using male attractiveness. This is where powerful satanic forces will come at work and put people greatly at risk. So as the Lord was speaking to me about these snow queens, I saw a platinum blonde woman dressed almost exactly in Ilse's dress, except that hers was a much more mature cut. So it wasn't that poofy princess sleeves and anything like that. This was very sophisticated, with a cape at the back, and she had a gold crown that ended in little balls. So it's very rare that you see that type of crown. That is an old world crown from the elf kingdom, just based on what I've read. She was wearing a very high gold spiky crown, and each part of the crown had a solid gold ball at the end. She was extremely pale. This woman passed, she was almost as white as this prayer shawl that I'm wearing. Extremely pale and bloodless woman with red lips and a very evil and angry expression. And her gown seemed to be made of ice and snowflakes. And she was very angry. And she pointed her finger at a human being who was also dressed in ancient clothes. So it was as if the Lord was showing me a picture of something that happened long ago. She pointed her finger at a man who was just dressed like a common man, a common villager. And a long beam of crackling blue light came out of this woman's finger and hit this man right in the chest. It hit him in the chest and he froze and he became a pillar of ice. Again, if you've read any of these so-called fantasy, the true fantasy, not this mishmash that passes for fantasy novels now. Now people are just writing to get a Netflix series or to make a quick buck. You know, nothing wrong in that, but they're not writing what the old writers used to write. And in this prophecy, I shared that as a child, I greatly gravitated to these types of books. I was drawn to them almost as soon as I had understanding of what was happening in them. Anything with dragons, anything with goblins, anything with trolls, anything where the world would open up and you could go under the roots of a tree into another world. I was extremely taken with this. And the Lord never interrupted this reading, even into my adulthood, even until I was born again. He never interrupted this writing. And only when he began to speak to me of these things, I put those books away, then understanding. But by that time, it was almost as if he was saying, Celestial, all that information that you read about Zeus and Mount Olympus and Romus and Romulus, the twins that apparently were born and raised of a wolf, all that information I allowed to form a sort of database in you, because I knew that the day would come when I would simply show up and tell you, all that stuff is history. It's not mythology. And so I saw this woman, and she froze this person to death on the spot. And if you read the old good fantasy, which is almost impossible to find now, you will find stories of people being turned into wood. You will find stories of people being turned into stone. You will find stories of people turned into ice. And this is what happened to this man. He didn't turn into physical ice. His body, every cell in him, all the liquid in him, solidified him into a dead, frozen monument. And I knew, looking at this man, surprised and hit by this bolt, I knew that this man was dead. So she did not send to him a strike whereby someone could come and kiss him and wake him up. This man was dead. I knew looking at him that this man has been frozen, and his heart in him had burst, because the blood in his heart, you know, the blood is rushing around in there. When that bolt hit him, the blood in that man's body became like daggers, and it literally burst through the walls of his heart. So in him, his heart looked something like the way you see my hands now. The blood had been rushing around, and it just turned into spikes when it froze, and it punctured his heart in all areas. And so in that vision, I saw that summer came, and this frozen man, this frozen human ice block began to melt and melt, and he melted very slowly. So the ice on the trees and the ice in the lake and the ice on the grass and everything else melted according to the heat of the sun. But this man melted so slowly, drop by drop, that eventually when he defrosted, he fell to the ground looking as if he was still alive. The blood was still in his cheeks. He was a daisy, but he was extremely dead. And that is exactly the process that froze the ice giants, except they were frozen in a way that they will defrost normally and come out alive. This that I have described to you is the power of the entity that the Lord called Snow Queen, which will return to Earth. And his tone was urgent when he spoke to me, and he said, Celestial, listen, listen and pay attention. The time of separation, classification, and AI living has come. The information age, that's what we call this current age. The information age is over, and now humanity is going into a new age that he called the rise of AI and separation.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.